Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens or split. Gamble responsibly.
Let's go and have a chat with Colt Prosser now. He's got Talus coming to town with off some really good form, Sean.
And this bloke's named after the footballer, I believe, Colt.
Yeah, mate. You know, he's doing today, all right?
Yeah, well, look, we're going well. Yeah. You had no luck yesterday. You were heading off to the meeting. It got the smoke took us out, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think that's about three or four of our meetings in a row. So I've been very unlucky, mate, but, you know, it could be a lot worse, mate. Friends of mine, Darren Sage, actually an ex-racehorse trainer, he lost everything he had in the fire at Ballangary. So, mate, well, you know, we could be a lot worse off.
Yeah. Have you been affected yourself, Colt, where you are?
Yeah.
Just from the smoke, mate. The fires itself haven't really threatened us. We've been, you know, on high alert, of course, and a few sleepless nights, mate, bunking into the stables and just checking on them and making sure everything's all right with sprinklers going. And actually, I'll tell you, I had to put name tags on them all under the... my vet said put name tags on them all in case you just got to open the doors and let them all go. Jeez. And I'll tell you what, you know, I had a bloody tear in my eye as I had to try and hook these tags in their manes of zippy ties, you know, with Colt Prosser Racing written on them. But, mate, fingers crossed, you know, it's going to start to look a bit better around the corner.
Yeah, that's too right. So. This bloke today, Talus, he showed you a heap. You gave him a good long spell, and since he's come back, he's fired for you, Colt.
Yeah, no, he's always showed us lots of talent, mate. He's a big brute of an animal. He's, you know, he monsters most of my sort of juveniles and two-year-olds, but he's always showed a bit, mate. He's just got that, he's got a big bad attitude, and he just sort of, he's pretty hard to handle. Anyone that knows him knows how hard he is to look after. So that's how he got his name, you know, after Raging Bull and by direct charge, and I thought it's a perfect name for him. And but yeah, he's always showed a good bit of talent. He just sort of did, he still does a little bit wrong. He wants to overdo it a bit, and but the thought behind today was just to try and give him a trip away on the float and show him a few things. I've got a highway in mind about 3 weeks' time. So fingers crossed, mate, he doesn't take the day. You know, he's got to be able to behave himself with the crowd around him in the bigger surroundings and all that sort of stuff. So that was the thought behind today, just run him against a few better horses. And, we'll, you know, we'll see how good he is today as well.
He's showing pace for you over the 1,000, 1,006 sort of thing. How far do you reckon he'll get?
Well, he's sort of bred to be a sprinter. He's bred, you know, his father was a good sprinter. He was only short-lived in his career. He only had a few starts, but his mother was a sprinter up around Taree. Matt Robinson trained her, and he told me she was very good, but she had a tendency to bleed. So she only had a few starts as well. But, mate, he's just got to learn to behave himself. He just he gets a bit above himself. He sort of jumps and runs through the bridle and does a few things. So when he behaves himself, mate, I think he'll run a good six furlong.
And the one thing here is that there's three or four other horses that show genuine pace at 1,100. So it will be interesting just where Glenn Boss can settle, Talus.
Yeah, that's it, mate. I think, you know, he's usually he doesn't begin exceptional, but he musters very quickly. You don't have to dig him. He just sort of drives up underneath himself, and that's when he really wants to get going. But he should be able to hold the gate from one. Fingers crossed they don't, you know, go absolutely hell for leather and, you know, cut each other's throats. But we've got the best jockeys on board. I'm sure they know how to ride them. I won't have to tell him too much.
No, it's exciting, isn't it, taking a good one of the races like this? And this is the litmus test for him today, isn't it, to see how he stands up, how he copes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, with these highways, that's why, you know, I don't particularly try and run the two-year-olds because we can't run them in highways, and you can only run horses in class twos and threes. So if I run him again at Taree and he happens to bolt him, well, that's just one less chance. He has it coming down for a highway. So, horse, you get these little horses with a little bit of talent, and I always just try and give them that opportunity to get to the highways. And if we can win one, you know, I've won two with Hames, and, you know, it's just skyrocketed him up, you know, in prize money. It's fantastic. So, we've just got to be a little bit patient. That's why this run's just to tick him over. Think, oh, you know, he's there to win too, don't worry. If he can win, he can still run in a couple of weeks at Randwick over 1,000 metres. So, He'll be there today, and then this will hopefully just tie him over for 3 weeks' time at Remick.
All right. Where do you go with Salad Dodger? He's going well at the moment too.
Yeah, he's chomping. He's chewing the door off the gate. He is. He hasn't had a run since Port Cup just due to these fires and things. It's going tomorrow, mate. I think he's accepted for there.
Yeah.
Also got him at Port, so I'll just have a little squeeze at Port Noms. But 1,100 at the moment, 1,100 at the moment, ridden quiet. He's just flying. So we'll probably try to look at Scone tomorrow.
And of all the things you've said, the bit that's going to hit people most cold is, as you said, putting the names on the horses in case you had to open the gates.
The vet rang me up and said, look, take all their rugs off, don't leave any plastic head collars on, and it just sort of hit home, you know. The missus turned up, Tasha turned up with a bag of the cattle ear tags, you know, and zippy ties, and we had to write names on them and, you know, go along through your barn, and it didn't matter whether it was Holmes or whether it was a maiden or hasn't had a start yet, you know. It was just, it was tough, mate.
Be heartbreaking.
Yeah, mate, you know, bright side is we're safe at the moment. You know, you look at those videos, mate, of koalas just, there was one this morning, the girl picked a koala up off a tree, it was just burnt and it was on fire, and she put a blanket around it and put water on it, and it's shocking, mate, it is. It's, fingers crossed, mate, we just need some rain. We're just desperate. Yeah.
We are absolutely desperate. You've related well there. You've related about the weather and how all of us are feeling around the fires, Colt. Good luck today with Tellers. Hope he can maintain what he's been doing.
Yeah, fingers crossed, mate. We're coming in too. He's going to go around today. He's been standing in smoke for 2 weeks. You know, I wouldn't have bought him if he wasn't healthy and fit and pushing the gate over. But they've been standing in smoke for 2 weeks. And I got pretty crook on Friday and I had to go home. I just slept for 6 hours. I don't know why. I just needed a break. They're in the smoke, mate. They can't get out of it at all. I've got fans going on them, and we've got all this, you know, best. We're looking after them the best we can, but fingers crossed it hasn't taken a toll on him. And I took a photo of him this morning. He's glowing, mate. He's loving this Rose Hill. He hasn't seen this much action before. He's got his eyes popping out of his head there. Mr. Pony,
you know, one
too. Big thanks to David Pony. He's looked after us at Rose Hill for the last few months, all the highway trainers and that. I can turn up there and sometimes there's seven of us there, you know. So big thanks to him too. He's fantastic bloke.
Good on you. What, Colt? Well, you've done all this. There hasn't been an activist in sight to put up their claw and say, I'll help.
absolutely, mate. Yeah.
Good on you, Colt. Good luck today.
Anytime, mate. Thanks very much.